الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إمام أبو جعفر الطحاوي spoke about the companions and said, We love the companions of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. However, we do not exceed the due bounds in loving any one of them, and we do not disavow ourselves from any of them. We hate whoever hates them, and whoever mentions them with other than good things. We do not speak but well of them. Loving them is in accordance with the religion, faith, and sincere obedience. Hating them is blasphemy, hypocrisy, and exceeding the bounds. The companions are the persons who met with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the normal way while believing in him, then died as Muslim. They are the ones who learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and carried the message to others. We believe that loving them is a sign of having faith. However, we do not exceed the proper bounds in this matter. Moreover, we do not deny the companionship of any one of them. On the other hand, hating and dispraising them altogether is a sign of hypocrisy and is blasphemy. We do not accuse any one of them of blasphemy. In general, we mention them with good matters. However, depending on the situation, every individual is mentioned accordingly. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that one of his companions would be in hell for having taken from the spoils unrightfully. In Al-Bukhari, it said, "Innahu fi an-nar." Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent after a companion who three times said, "I am eating." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La ashba'a Allahu batnahu." It means, "May Allah not fill his stomach." Narrated by Muslim. The religious obligation dictates warning the Muslims against prohibited actions. Hence, the scholars of hadith mentioned such hadiths about these sinful companions. This does not blemish the fine qualities which the companions had at large. Then the author said, we confirm that the Khilafah, Caliphate, after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went firstly to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah raise his rank, distinguishing him above others and giving him precedence over the whole nation of the Prophet. Afterwards, it went to Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah raise his rank, then to Uthman, may Allah raise his rank, then to Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah raise his rank. These are the rightful caliphs and the rightly guided religious leaders. So it is mentioned, it is an obligation to consider our master Abu Bakr the best companion, because the companions themselves had consensus about his superiority. They all paid allegiance to him as their caliph, Khalifa, after the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their consensus is like the verse of the Quran in giving an evidence for a certain ruling. So whoever speaks ill of his caliphate, it is as if he speaks ill of the Quran. After Abu Bakr came Umar ibn al-Khattab as the second caliph, then Uthman ibn Affan, then Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah raise their rank. These rightful caliphs were pious and rightly guided leaders. The Muslims paid allegiance to them. This does not mean that there were no rightly guided caliphs after them. The fifth rightful caliph was Al-Hasan ibn Ali. Later, there were others including Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. Then At-Tahawi said, we bear witness that the 10 whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam named and gave the good tidings of paradise shall be in paradise in accordance with what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testified for them. For his saying is the truth. These are Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Az-Zubayr, Sa'd, Sa'id, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, and Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, the Amin of this nation. May Allah reward them all. This statement of At-Tahawi means that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned on one occasion 10 companions who will be in paradise. The aforementioned 4 rightly guided caliphs, plus Talha ibn Ubaidillah Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awam, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Sa'd ibn Zayd, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, and Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, as narrated by Abu Dawood. May Allah reward them and raise their rank. Hence, we must believe that these companions shall be in paradise, as well as others whom the Prophet said would be in paradise, such as Ammar ibn Yasir. Then the author said, whoever believes well of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wives who are pure from all squalor, and his descendants who are clear of all defilement, is free of hypocrisy. So it is obligatory to show respect to the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, it is an obligation to love the members of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the descendants of his daughter Fatima and her husband Ali, his uncle Al-Abbas, and the like. Both the wives and the descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were mentioned in the Quran to be clear of any defilement in their belief. As in Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 33, لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. The early scholars of the Salaf and those who followed them, the people of benevolence, hadith, fiqh, and ijtihad, must not be mentioned except with good things. The one who speaks ill of them is not on the right course. This statement of At-Tahawi means that the Salaf refers to the Muslims who lived during the first 300 years after the Hijrah, immigration, of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Al-Madinah. These Muslims were praised highly by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, خير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. And it means, the best of people are those of my, Prophet Muhammad's, century, then those who come after them, then those who come after them. The scholars of the Salaf are to be respected. They were the successors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in carrying the religion. Moreover, in the Qur'an, in Surah Al-Hashr, Ayah 10, Allah urged us to supplicate and ask forgiveness for them. Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The believers support each other. Hence, whoever speaks ill of them deviates from the religious solidarity, indicating their hypocrisy and deprivation of Allah's support. Then At-Tahawi said, we do not prefer any of the walis of Allah over any of the prophets, peace be upon them. We say a single prophet is better than the walis of Allah altogether. This means, as Allah said in Al-Quran, in Surah Al-An'am, Ayat 86, وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. It means, we, Allah, set the rank of the prophets over the ranks of all other creations. Hence, no one can achieve an equal or better rank than that of the prophets. I ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us guided and steadfast on al-Islam, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa sallam.